So we have, come on up, we have a children's message. Not you guys. I need all the littles and the middles. Come on up.
How are you guys doing today? Good? Okay, so today I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Do any of you guys know what that is? You know? What is it? Yes, it is. The official definition I got from one of our youth ministers is that it's the presence of the triune Lord existing within us and among us, working through us and leading us down a path to a more Christ-like life. Now, that's a very complicated definition that even I don't really know what it means. But I'm going to try to explain it in the best way I know how. So I want you all to take a deep breath in, and now breathe it out. Do you know what you just breathed in? Yeah, probably. But you guys breathed in nitrogen and oxygen, which is all part of the air. And the air is always around us, whether we realize it or not. The air is with us at church, at school, at the mall, wherever you guys go. And just like the Holy Spirit, when you breathe in the air, it's kind of like the Holy Spirit when he works within you. And when you breathe it out, it's like the Holy Spirit moving through you to touch other people. So, yeah. Is that it? Oh, yeah. You guys want to pray out? Okay, let us pray. Dear God, thank you for all the wonderful children sitting up here with me and all the wonderful people in this room. Please let the Holy Spirit move through them and move with them throughout their lives. And please bless everyone. In your name we pray. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sadler Andrews. And before I turn the mic over to her, it's just a known fact. If you want a short definition of anything ecclesiastical or ecumenical, don't ask a Duke University intern.
Let us pray. Together, Lord, we offer our prayers this day in gratitude and thanksgiving. We pray for the purpose and mission of the church, and we give thanks that we receive your encouragement, grace, and joy through our church family. Help us to sow seeds of your love to one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our leaders and those who hold power. Guide us to discern a vision of the world as you have established. Give us the will to obtain the dream of justice and peace for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who suffer physically, mentally, and spiritually. Bring comfort to their hearts and minds through Christ, that they may know your continual presence and power to sustain and heal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your creation. Give us the conviction to care for the fabric of your world. Allow us the will to amend our ways and to seek to live in harmony with the goodness that you have made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the communion of saints who now worship in your presence. We pray for those near the end of their life. May they rest in your eternal glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now, Lord, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.